mile and a half to this cove, which looked weird on the maps because it went from white to green, right? There weren't the sort of normal blue shaded, like shallower areas. So I went in and sort of sounded a spot that looked like it was about 25 feet deep. And threw the anchor over the side, and it grabbed right away. And I ran about a, 120 feet of line out. And had a cup of miso soup and promptly went to sleep. So, you know, by, 9:30-ish. And then I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning because the boat is making an incredible amount of noise. And I'm thinking, why is it making so much noise? And then I realized that the wind had come up, and so now there are waves. Like right now, there's not a single wave. There's like little ripples, but there's not a wave.
Right.
Like all the fish boats wake, that's making the water disturb. And and I thought I had heard like you know, a grinding sound earlier. Well, the keel was stuck in the mud. I was sitting sideways to the wind, and so of course the waves were slapping the side of the boat, and the boat's pretty empty, and in the back is, you know, just an open area underneath. It's like a drum, right? It's really loud.
Yeah.
And I could lean halyard for some reason when it's tight. Well, it gets into this harmonic, so it starts to make this humming sound, right? And I was like, wave slapping, humming, a ground, must be a southerly wind, right? So I basically just ripped myself out of my sleep bag, jumped in my dry suit, went outside, and sure enough, it was blowing, you know, it might have been blowing 10 or so, and so I was like, how am I going to get out of here? Because it was really narrow where I was, maybe a couple hundred feet wide. So I pulled as much anchor in until the anchor pops. And then I set the main sail, got everything ready, and popped the anchor to the bag really quickly and shoved it all actually in on top of the spinnaker and the sock. So the anchor line and the muddy anchor into the spinnaker bag.
Yeah, nice.
I got something to clean up eventually there. I back, rolled out the jib, and then with my really powerful flashlight, just did like a series of pretty quick tacks and got out of this little hellish hole, which wouldn't have been a good place to blow further up on. Having everything ready worked really well, and getting out of there was great.